Let's begin with prayer today.
让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, as we study your word today, help us to understand clearly.
亲爱的主，当我们学习你话语的时候，求你帮助我们能够清楚地了解。
And then help us to apply these lessons in our life.
求你帮助我们把所学到的功课应用在我们的生活中。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, due to the baptism, maybe we will have a smaller group today.
因为今天有受洗，所以今天我们的课上的人可能会少。
But that is okay.
那没关系。
All right, let me begin with homework.
我们先来讲这个星期的家庭作业。
Next week, we will be looking at Hebrews and James.
下个星期我们会看希伯来书和雅各书。
And when you read through Hebrews, I would like for you to highlight the word therefore.
当你读希伯来书的时候，请你用高光笔画出所以这个词。Can I say something? Actually, I checked that in English version, there are more therefore. In Chinese, it's not always translated the same way.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
所以你要可以看英文，可以看英文。
What you are looking for is this idea.
你要找出来的是这个概念。
Hebrews is actually almost a sermon.
希伯来书像一个讲道。
Now,Sometimes a student will ask me, what's the difference between teaching and a sermon?
有的时候学生会问我，在这个就是教导和这个讲道之间有什么不同？
And I've heard people give many different differences.
我知道有人讲了很多这个期间的不同。
Some people think that if you talk calmly, it's teaching, but if you shout and wave your fist, it is preaching.
有的人觉得说你如果很这样的平静的这样的讲呢，那就是教导。但是如果你很激动的这样子喊呢，这样就是讲道。
I really don't find in the Bible a big difference between the two.
但是我在圣经里好像没有看出来这两者之间很大的区别。
But one of the things that is very important to preaching, and if there is any difference, maybe it is this.
对于讲道来讲很重要的一点就是如果有任何不同，那么就是这一点。
Preaching always ends with, what should we do because of this truth?
那个讲道一般它的结尾都会说是都会他最后结尾都是说因为我们所知道的因为这些那我们应该现在怎么做。
Preaching always calls on us to respond in some way to what we know.
然后呢讲到总是在呼召我们就是因为我们所知道的一些那我们如何来回应我们应该怎么回应。
Now, the reason I don't think there's a big difference is because I think good teaching should do the same.
我之所以认为这个讲课讲教导和这个讲道没有什么太大区别，因为我觉得好的教导最后结束的时候也是应该这样的。
But Hebrews is very much a sermon.
但是呢，希伯来其实书呢更是一个讲道。
And the word therefore is part of how it does it. Because of this,This is what we're supposed to do.
所以呢，这个词呢，就是它是如何来，就是来进行这种它这种结构、这种讲道的。因为我们所知道的，所以我们要这样行。
And so I would like for you to notice that as you read.
所以当你读希伯来书的时候，我就希望你去留意这个词。
And then as you read James, James is almost like the New Testament version of Proverbs.
雅各书几乎就像新约里边的这个箴言。
This is how to live.
这是你应该如何来生活。
But I find there is a problem when we read books like James.
但是我发现当你读雅各书的时候呢，会有一个问题。
And that is this.
那就是。
We begin to read and we read something and we say, ah, Miss Brother so-and-so needs to hear this.
然后我们读的时候就说哦，那个随随哪个那个弟兄他应该来听这句话。
And we read something else and we think, ah, if Sister so-and-so would do that, she would be much better.
然后我们再读下去就说，哦，如果那个姐妹她这样做的话，她就会变得更好。
And we can go through the whole book of James and write someone's name beside every verse.
然后呢，我们可以读过雅各书，然后把每一个那个经节外面都写上某个人的名字。
So here is the assignment that I want you to do this week.
所以呢，这个星期我给你的作业就是
I want you to write your name, not someone else's, beside the verse.
我想让你写上你的名字，而不是某别人的名字在那个经，在那个经节旁边。
Not literally to put your name in there.
不是说真的是把你的名字写在那儿。
But to find three pieces of advice in James that you know this would apply to me now.
然后再从雅各书里找出来三项实际的建议，你知道说这个可以应用在我的日常生活中。
And if you get to the end and you have not found three things that are practical...I think it means you did not read it very carefully. So go back and read again.
如果你到了读完了，你还没有找到三项可以应用在你自己身上的，那我觉得你可能没有好好读这本书，你就再回去读一遍。
James is a very practical book.
雅各书是一本非常实际的书。
And every time I read it, I am convicted.
每次我读，我都觉得心里边挺幸福的，都能找到。
Okay, today we are looking at...Five letters from Paul.
今天我们要看的是五本从保罗来的五本书信。
Now, if you compare how much detail and how slowly I went through some of the letters, you may say that's impossible.
然后你看我以前花那个时间走得很详细，你就会说不可能读一下讲五本书。
But I think we can do it because I tried to focus on how to read in the earlier books.
然后我觉得我们可以做到，因为我要集中在说我们如何读这些早期的书信。
And so I think you have a framework, and now we can move quickly as I just give you an overview of these books.
因为我们已经有这个框架了，所以我们就是如何来读这些书就可以很快的走过。
Now, as we look at these, we're actually looking at some of his first, one of his very first letters and his very last letter.
当我们看这些书信的时候，这五卷书其中有一本呢是保罗的第一封书信，另外一封书信是他最后人生的最后一封书信。
These letters come from the beginning of his ministry and the end.
然后这些书信从他事工的早期和他的结束的末期。
And I don't think I've told you this.
我可能以前没跟你们讲过。
But you may wonder sometime, what is the order in the Bible of Paul's letters?
在保罗的书信，他的真的时间顺序到底是怎么样的？
Because they are not chronological.
因为他放在书信里，他其实不是按时间顺序排的。
It would kind of be nice if they were in the order that he wrote them.
如果他要是按照他的那个写作的时间顺序来写，可能会更好，可能会比较好，会好。
They are not. We are coming to the end of the order in the New Testament, and we come to one of the very first letters.
我们已经到了新约的大概就是比较靠后的部分，但是我们现在才读到保罗的第一封书信。
The best answer I can find is not very complicated.
我能找到的就是对你那个刚才那个问题，为什么没有按时间顺序来排，最好的答案不是很复杂。
The earliest copies of these books were on scrolls, rolled up paper like this.
就是刚开始最早的这些书信呢，他们的这个抄卷呢，他们发现的时候是在一个卷轴上，就是这样的卷起来的。
The order of the letters is simply the longest letter down to the shortest letter.
所以呢，在那个书卷那个卷轴里边呢，它的顺序就是最长的书信在最前边，然后呢，短的书信在后边。
Now I don't know how this happened.
我不知道这是如何发生的。
But I always imagine someone putting their library, the different books, letters side by side, and they started with the biggest one and they go down to the smallest.
我就在想说，可能是在那个图书馆里边，他们开始编这个书卷的时候，他们从这个最长的这个书卷到这个最短的书卷。
Now, that doesn't seem very profound, but there seems to be no other order to them except long to short.
然后呢好像不是很深奥，但是的确不是很难懂，但是他们确实是从最长的那个篇幅最长的到最短的。
So today we are coming to the short letters and we're going to look at five of them.
所以今天我们看到这个是篇幅比较短的书信，我们就一下看五篇。
Okay, this first two letters are written to the church at Thessalonica.
所以头两封书信呢是写给帖撒罗尼迦教会的。
This is one of the earliest letters.
这是保罗的最早期的一些书信。
Acts 17, if you go to slide 3, Acts 17 tells the story of how this church was started. I'm sorry, yes, that's right, yes.
就在大概在使徒行传第17章告诉我们这个教会是如何开始的，如何建立的。
And it was started in a time of persecution.
这是始于当时是很一个逼迫之中。
In fact, Paul had to leave before he had time to spend with them.
在保罗跟他们能够有机会花时间在一起的时候，保罗就必须得离开这个城市。
He came and he began to preach.
他到了那个城市，他开始讲道，传道。
There were some converts and he started the church.
然后那边有信主的人，他们就开始了教会。
And normally he would have spent several months or even a year or two to train them.
通常他会在那里待几个月甚至一年的时间去训练他们。
But instead, a group of leaders made a mob to attack the house where Paul was staying.
但是呢就是这个城里的一些首领呢，他们就遭遇了这个市井的匪徒，就开始攻击保罗所住的那个房子。
And so the new believers sent Paul and Silas away that during the night. They slipped them out of the city.
所以呢那些这些信初信主的人呢就在晚间把保罗跟希拉给送出去了，让他们离开城市。
And so he hasn't really had time to give them the training he normally would.
所以他没有机会就是给他们这个他通常会就是培训他们的这个时间。
And so this letter is answering some concerns that he has that he really didn't have time to address.
所以呢这封书信这些书信呢是回答就是帮助他写给这些初信主的人呢他的一些所关注的，因为他没有时间跟他们来培训他们。
The theme that I have given you for this letter is encouragement for young believers or new believers.
所以他的这个主题呢，就是对初信者的勉励。
Helping these young new believers to understand more about the gospel.
就是帮助这些初信主的人更了解福音。
And so on slide 4, some of the areas that he addresses.
所以这是保罗所他所描述所关注的一些方面
are questions that he thinks they may have.
就是一些他想到这些信主的人可能会有的问题他所回答的。
One of the very simple things is
一个很简单的就是
that some of those who helped to run them off with their persecution
就是有些那些把他们因为逼迫把他们给送走的人
have now come back and said, you shouldn't listen to Paul.
然后他们就是把保罗赶走的人就是会说或者帮着把保罗赶走就说你们不应该去听他们的。不应该听保罗的。
He came and he preached and then he ran away.
他来了这儿他讲道然后他就逃走了。
He is like one of these televangelists who just wants to collect money.
他就像那些电视布道家来这儿不过是想赚钱。
And so Paul writes to them and he says, you know that's not true.
保罗就写信给他们说你们知道那个是不确实的。
In fact, we worked day and night so that we would not have to be a burden to you.
他说我们在你们中间日夜工作这样我们不会成为你们的负担。
We were like a father caring for children.
我们就像在你们中间就像是父母来照顾他的孩子，如母亲母养自己的孩子。
Another concern they have is about persecution.
然后另外一个这个信主的人，他们所关注的问题是在于这个逼迫的问题。
Now think about this for a moment.
你想一下。
You are a Jew or you are a pagan worshiping another god.
你是犹太人或者是一个外邦人，你敬拜别的神。
And your life is pretty comfortable.
然后你本来你的生活是很舒适的。
This man named Paul comes to your town and begins to preach.
这个叫保罗的人来到你的城镇开始讲道。
And he says, I have the gospel, the good news.
他说我有这个好消息，有福音。
You become a believer.
然后你就信主了，你成为一个相信的人。
And suddenly your life gets worse.
突然之间你的生活就变得很难，很糟糕，变糟糕了。
Your boss fires you because you are a Christian.
因为你是基督徒，所以你的老板把你解雇了。
Or you own a store and people begin to boycott you.
然后呢，你本来是有一个商店，但是别人就开始抵制你，不买你的东西。
And you're a new believer.
你只是一个刚信主的人。
You might say, how is this good news?
然后你可能会说，这怎么会是好消息呢？
I became a Christian so my life would get better, and instead it got worse.
我成为基督徒本来是希望我的生活变得更好，但是现在却是变得更糟。
And so Paul explains about persecution.
所以保罗就解释了关于逼迫的这个问题。
And he says something that I think Christians in the 21st century need to hear.
然后他所说的，我真的是觉得21世纪的基督徒应该留意去听。
He says, don't be surprised.
他说不要吃惊。
They killed Jesus.
他们杀害了耶稣。
They killed the prophets.
他们也杀了先知。
They drove me out.
又把我们赶出去。
Why are you surprised?
为什么要吃惊呢？
Christians need to remember that if they persecuted Jesus, they may persecute us.
基督徒要记住，如果他们过去逼迫了耶稣，他们可能也会逼迫我们。
In fact, and people don't like to hear this.
实际上，人们是不想听到这个信息的。
But sometimes the reason Christians are not persecuted is because no one knows they're a Christian.
有的时候呢，基督徒他没有受到逼迫的原因，是因为周围的人都不知道他们是基督徒。
They look and act so much like unbelievers.
他们看起来
the unbelievers really aren't very uncomfortable.
因为他们看起来跟他们的行为呢，都很像这个不信主的人，所以不信主的人跟他们在一起都挺舒服的。
Paul says, and Peter will say this, we'll see it next week.
保罗这样说，彼得也下个星期我们看了彼得，以后课彼得也这样讲。
When we follow in Jesus' footsteps,
当我们跟随主耶稣的脚中行的时候，
they will treat us like they treated him.
他们怎么样对待耶稣，也会怎么样对待我们。
And so he writes about persecution.
所以他就讲到这个关于这个逼迫的问题。
And then he talks about how they should live, how they should act.
所以他下面又讲到我们应该如何来生活，如何来行为，动作行为。
Remember, some of these are pagans.
你要记住这些信主的人，以前他们都是异教徒。
And so they have to learn that a Christian acts in a different way.
所以他们要学习一个基督徒跟这个不信主的人，他们的动作形式为人是不同的。
And so Paul teaches them this.
所以保罗就教导他们这些。
And then one of the big themes of this book.
在一个这些书信里边，一个很大的题目就是
is a confusion that has come.
就是他们中间有这种混乱，有这种有点混淆。
Somewhere between when Paul preached to them and this letter, some of their members have died.
在保罗对他们讲到传道，然后到保罗写这封书信之间这个时期，他们教会里有人死了。
And they are confused.
然后他们就挺混淆的。
You preach to us that if we give our life to Jesus, he is coming back and he will take us with him.
他说你保罗，你讲到说是如果我们把我们的生命交给耶稣，耶稣 会再来，把我们带去跟他同在。
But what about these Christians who have died?
但是这些去世的死的基督徒是怎么样呢？
Do they miss out?
他们是不是错过了什么？
And so in chapter 4, Paul addresses this question.
所以在第四章保罗就论到了这个问题。
He says, I don't want you to grieve like the people who have no hope.
他说我不愿意你们忧伤像那些没有指望的人一样。
Yes, Jesus is coming back.
是的，耶稣会再来。
And when he comes back, he will gather both the dead and the living.
当耶稣再来的时候，他会聚集那些死了的跟活着的人。
And so he gives them teaching about the second coming.
所以他就跟他们讲到了这个耶稣的第二次再来。
All of this is to encourage these young believers.
所有这些都是为了就是鼓励这些初信主的人。
To help them to see that what is happening in their life is normal for the Christian.
他们让他们能看到在他们生活中所遭遇的一切对于基督徒来讲是正常的。
And the Second coming is an important part of this encouragement.
所以呢，耶稣的第二次再来是这封书信里边鼓励的信息里边的很重要的一部分。
Now, if you go to slide 7,
如果我们到第七章幻灯片，
I want to give you a little bit of how I think you should read this Paul's instructions about the second coming.
就是我就是在这里讲到我们如何来解读就是保罗对于第二次耶稣再来的这个教导。
Because I find that many people want to read 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, and Revelation like this.
我发现很多人他们读帖撒罗尼迦前后书和启示录是这样读的。
They want to use it to figure out when is Jesus coming back.
他们想用这些书信来算出来推测出来就是耶稣基督会什么时候再来。
They want to figure out everything that's going to happen.
然后他们也想要就是知道说推测出来说到底这期间会发生什么事情。
So they take their Bible.
所以他们就打开他们的圣经。
And they turn on CNN.
然后他们把那个 CNN 把那个广播电台也打开。
Or the internet.
或者打开那个网络。
And they try to match what they see in the news to this.
所以他们想把新闻中所听到的消息跟圣经给就是话联系起来。
And they say, ah, that happened because of this verse.
说你他们会说那个之所以发生是因为这节经文。
Now, I'm not going to say everything that they find is wrong.
我不是说他们所发现的每件事情都是错的。
I will say that if you go back through history, you will find that every generation of Christians have done the same thing.
然后我只是想说，如果你回顾历史，在每一个时代的基督徒都做了同样的事情。
And so I'm not so sure we are right and all of them were wrong.
所以我不是很确定说他们都是错了，只有我们是对的。
But I won't say they are wrong.
但是我不会说他们错了。
But I will say that Paul gives no attention to that at all.
但是我要说的是保罗他完全没有这个目的，就是他没有这个意图。
What Paul says is,
保罗所说的是,
since Jesus is coming back tomorrow,
因为耶稣明天会再来,
this is how you should live today.
那你今天要这样生活。
One of my favorite examples of this,
我最喜欢的一个例子就是,
comes from John Wesley.
是从约翰卫斯理来的。
Someone said to him,
有人就对他说,
if you knew that Jesus was coming back tomorrow night,
如果你知道耶稣会明天晚上来,
what would you do today?
那你今天会怎么做呢?
And he said,
他就说,
I would do exactly what I'm doing.
他说我就会在做我同样在做的事情。
Nothing would change.
不会有任何改变。
Why did he say that?
他为什么要这样说呢?
Because he believed that he should be living every day the same way he would live if Jesus were coming back.
因为他觉得他每一天的生，他每一天的生活都像是在过，如果耶稣明天就来，他那样子来过日子。
That's a good answer.
那是一个很好的答案。
Because it's actually what Paul teaches.
那就是保罗所教导的。
And so, you read in chapter 4 that Jesus is coming back.
所以你在第四章读到说耶稣会再来。
But this is what he says.
然后他说,
starting at the beginning of chapter 4,
在第四章的开始,
I want you to live in a way that pleases God.
我想你们所过的生活可以讨神的喜悦。
Starting at verse 3, I want you to live sexually pure lives.
他说我要神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫情。
Verse 9 and 10, I want you to live in love for one another.
第九节、第十节，我想要你们彼此相爱。
I don't want you to be nosing in everyone else's business.
我就是不想你们说去管别人的事情。
I want you to work and do your job so that you support yourself and you don't bring shame on the church.
就是我不想你们老是去打探别人的事情。他说，保罗说，我想你们亲手做工。做办自己的事，叫你们向外人行事端正。
Why are we supposed to do all of this?
为什么我们要这样行呢？
Because Jesus is returning.
因为耶稣会再来。
And we are to be living ready for him to return.
所以我们要为他的再来，我们活的就为这个做预备。
All of chapter 4 and 5 are talking about how we live today because he is coming back tomorrow.
我第四章第五章都讲到说，因为我们今天，因为他明天就要再来，那我们今天应该如何来生活？
If you get nothing else out of Thessalonians, please get that.
如果你帖撒罗尼迦前后书什么都没学到，起码只学到这一点。
That the primary reason the New Testament talks about the Lord's return is to guide us in how to live today.
这个新约里边所有讲到就是说耶稣再来的这个主要的目的就是要引导我们，教导我们今天如何来生活。
In a few weeks, we will look at Revelation.
再过几个星期我们就会看启示录。
And this last week, I have been reading Revelation in my devotions.
最近这几个星期，我在我的灵修时间就读启示录。
The writer of Revelation seems to have very little interest in when will this happen.
好像这个启示录的作者对这些事件什么时候发生兴趣很没有什么兴趣。
His message is.
他的信息就是。
Don't worry about all these things.
不要为这些事情担忧。
In fact, his message is the opposite of what I hear most Christians today saying.
然后他的信息跟今天的大多数基督徒所说的正好相反。
I happened to come to Revelation in my devotions right now, and I laughed because it is the perfect time.
然后正好是我这个灵修呢，读到启示录，在现在这个时期，我读的时候，我就会现在这个状况，我就会笑。
Because all around me, I hear Christians saying, "Trouble is coming."
所以我周围的基督徒都在说，要有大的麻烦来了，大的艰难的时期要来了。
We will be persecuted.
我们会被逼迫。
Laws will be bad.
然后呢，这个法律会很糟糕。
There will be chaos and trouble.
会有混乱，会有艰难。
Oh, it's terrible.
这个太可怕了。
We should panic.
我们应该惊慌。
And then I open the book of Revelation.
但是我打开启示录。
And John says,
约翰说,
There will be persecution.
会有逼迫。
The laws will be opposed to you.
然后这个会有这个法律就是来抵挡你，来就是跟你作对。就是、
There will be trouble and chaos.
然后会有这个麻烦，会有这个混乱，很大的混乱。
So,
所以
Christians,
基督徒们
rejoice,
喜乐
because God is in charge.
因为神在掌管一切。
And none of this is your main concern.
但是所有这一切都不应该是你，都不是你所应该关切的。
God is in charge.
神在掌管一切。
Over and over, that's what I read in the New Testament.
这是一而再，再而三，这是我在新约里所读到的。
Don't panic about all these things.
不要因为这些事情就心里惊慌。
God is in charge. He is coming back. You focus on pleasing him.
所以呢，神在掌管，他会再来，所以我们就是专注在如何讨他的喜悦。
So, Paul sends the letter to Thessalonica.
所以保罗送这些书信到帖撒罗尼迦教会。
He tells them Jesus is coming back.
他告诉他们基督徒是再回来。
And
不是基督会再来。
Pretty soon he gets a letter back.
很快呢，保罗就接到回信。
And he reads what they say.
然后他就读了他们的信。
Or he hears the report.
或者他听到了这个报告。
And he puts his head in his hands and he says, oh no.
然后他就把那个头放在手，低着头说，哦，不是这样的。
I better write them another letter.
我最好再给他们写一封信。
Because they missed the point.
因为他们就没明白我说的。
And so he writes another letter.
所以他又写了一封信。
1 Thessalonians, slide 8. 1 Thessalonians said,Jesus is coming back.
然后帖撒罗尼迦前书说耶稣会再来。
Slide 8, but not yet.
但是还没有。
They got the first letter.
他们接到第一封前书。
And they said, oh, Jesus is coming back.
然后他们说哦，耶稣会再来。
And some of them quit their jobs.
然后有些人呢就把他们的工作辞掉了。
They didn't do it the same way we would, but if it were now, they would have sent an email.
他们当时的方式可能跟我们不同，要是我们现在可能就发一封电子邮件。
Dear boss,
亲爱的老板，
Jesus is coming, so I don't need a job.
所以耶稣会再来，所以我不需要一份工作。
They quit their job.
他们就不再工作。
They quit their responsibilities.
他们就不再做他们应该做的日常责任。
So Paul writes and says, wait, wait.
所以保罗写信说等一下等一下。
Yes, he's coming back.
是的耶稣会再来。
But not yet.
但是还没有。
And since he has not yet come, this is how you must live.
因为他还没有回来，所以这是你们现在应该如何来生活。
Be firm.
第一个要坚固。
Be strong.
要强壮。
Live godly lives.
过一敬虔的生活。
He even says to them,
他甚至对他们说,
You stay away from people who are lazy.
你要远离那些懒惰的人。
If they don't work, don't let them eat.
所以若有人不肯做工就不可吃饭。
Why is he saying all of that?
他为什么要这样说呢?
Because they were quitting their jobs and wait for Jesus to come.
因为他们就不再去工作，然后就等着耶稣再来。
No, he says, this is in chapter 3.
这是在第三章，保罗说不是这样的。
Keep working.
继续的工作。
Keep doing good.
继续的做行善。
So, slide 9.
第九节歌。
How do we live while we wait for the Lord to return?
所以在我们等候耶稣再来的时候，我们应该如何生活呢？
Several years ago,
很多年以前，
there was a teacher who taught that Jesus was coming on a certain date.
有一个人教导说耶稣会在某一天回来。
There were Christians who quit their jobs.
然后就有基督徒就是辞职，
sold their homes,
把他们的房子也卖了。
And moved to a mountain to wait for Jesus to return.
然后他们就是搬到了一个山区，等着耶稣再来。
It was in the newspapers.
然后这个新闻上也有这个消息。
And then Jesus did not return.
但是那一天呢，耶稣没有再来。
And two things about that were very sad to me.
其中两件事对我来讲是很令人难过的。
One, I felt very sad for those Christians.
第一个，我为那些基督徒感到很难过。
Because for some of them, it shook their faith.
因为对他们其中一些人，这个真的是摇动了他们的信心。
They felt that Jesus had somehow failed his promise.
然后他们就觉得从某种怎么样的，就是耶稣就是对没有遵守他的诺言。
And the second reason it made me very sad is it brought shame on the gospel.
第二个令我很难过的原因就是这样子给福音带来了耻辱。
Unbelievers looked at this and said, Christians must be crazy.
然后不信主的人看到这些说这些基督徒肯定是头脑发昏了。
If those people had read and understood Thessalonians,
如果这些人真的是读了并且明白帖撒罗尼迦书,
this is what they would have known.
他们应该知道的是,
maybe Jesus will come on that day, maybe he won't.
也许耶稣会星期一来，也许不会。
But it doesn't matter.
但是那个不重要。
Because what we must do while we wait,
但是因为我们在等候的时候我们必须要做的是
We must make sure that we hold right teaching.
第一个是我们要持守正确的 教导。
We must live in godly ways and pull Christians back who wander away.
所以我们必须要就是要过这个敬虔的生活，让那些就是走失的走偏的基督徒能够让他们回来。
We must live with peace and confidence.
我们要活在这种和平和这种对这个确信当中，平安中。
I will tell you as a teaching pastor, I am very troubled by much of what I see Christians respond today.
然后作为一个教导牧师，我可以说我对今天基督徒的这个反应呢，其实心里面挺也挺难过的。
And this week, as I was asking myself, why does it bother me so much?
这个星期我就问我自己说，为什么这个东西会让我这么扰乱我呢？
I realized the answer is the same thing as what happened 20 years ago, what I just told you about.
然后我就是我意识到答案就是发生20年前当时同样的答案。
Number one, I see it weakening the faith.Of believers.
第一个呢，它就是让这个信主的人的信心呢在减弱。
I see believers who are as frightened as unbelievers.
我就看到基督徒跟那个不信主的人一样的害怕。
I hear believers who say, if the wrong person is in political office, God can't work.
然后我也听到基督徒说，如果是这种错误的人就是掌权了，那神就没有办法做工了。
They have put the authority of the universe this way.
他们把这个宇宙的权柄是这样放的。
Us.
我们。
God above us.
神在我们之上。
And the president above God.
但是那个总统又在神之上。
And I have read through the Bible many times and I never see that order.
但是我在圣经里读了很多次，从来没有看到这样的次序。
Paul would say to us,
保罗对我们说，
While we wait for the Lord's return, live in confidence.
当我们等候耶稣再来的时候，让我们活在这种确信当中。
Don't be afraid of all these things.
不要害怕这些发生的事情。
Live in confidence.
活在这种确信当中。
The second reason that it concerns me,
第二个就是让我关切的是
is we are hurting our witness to unbelievers.
我们真的是对这个不信主的人，我们的这个见证是其实我们在这些对不我们的见证对不信的人是有害的。
Again,
再一次。
Many times in the last month,
在上个月,
I have read what Christians have written online.
我看到基督徒在这个网上写的,
and I have thought, if I were an unbeliever,
如果我是一个不信主的人,
and I were reading that,
我在读这个他们写的,
I would say,
我就会说,
why should I be a Christian?
我为什么要成为基督徒呢?
Your God is weak.
你的神是软弱的。
Your God has no power.
你的神是没有能力的。
Your God can't even keep you from being afraid.
你的神甚至不能让你不害怕。
And I would go look for a better God.
我会去找一个更好的神。
Paul writes to the Thessalonians and he writes to us.
保罗对帖撒罗尼迦教会的人也对我们说
Live in confidence.
就是活在那种确信当中。
Don't be afraid.
不要害怕。
Jesus is coming back.
耶稣再会再来。
And that will be a time of victory, not a time of fear.
那是一个得胜的时间，而不是一个让你害怕的，不是害怕的时候。
Meanwhile,
同时
live in confidence today.
今天也活在这种确信当中。
The hope of the second coming changes how we live our daily life.
就是对这个第二次再来的这种盼望，就是改变了我们今天如何生活。
And that's what Paul wants them to understand.
那是保罗希望他们所了解的。
All right, let me go on to the last three letters.
让我们现在去最后三，今天要讲的最后三本书。
We call these the pastoral letters.
我们称这些三本书是教牧书信。
Because they are written to pastors.
因为他们是写给牧师的。
They're not written to a church, they're written to individuals.
他没有写给教会，是写给个人的。
Timothy and Titus were students of Paul.
提摩太和提多都是保罗的学生。
He trained them.
他训练他们。
I'm sorry. And then, excuse me. Don't worry, I don't have COVID.
别担心，我没有这个新冠病毒。
Now, anytime you cough, you have to make that announcement.
现在每次你咳嗽都得这样子声明一下。
My wife had to have the test. I don't want the test, so.
然后我太太就是要去做这个测试，但是我不需要。
He appointed them as pastors.
他设立他们为牧师。
And then he writes to give them advice and help.
然后保罗就给他们写信指导他们。
Slide 12。
第十二章幻灯片。
Paul is writing to Timothy.
保罗写信给提摩太。
Timothy is, he had appointed Timothy to pastor at Ephesus.
他设立提摩太做以弗所教会的牧师。
And so the letter is a letter of advice for pastors.
所以呢，这个书信呢，这个教导是给牧者的教导。
Now, let me say this to you when you read the letter.
所以当你读这个书信的时候，我要这样说。
If you are a pastor, a deacon, or an elder,
如果你是牧师、长老或者教执事的话，
read this letter and say, am I doing the duties of this letter?
你就问自己，当我读这些我有没有在行出来这个书信里所描述的职责，这个责任。
At least once every year, I try to study through this book.
起码是一年一次，我就是才研读这些书信。
Am I following this teaching?
我有没有跟随这个里边的教导？
But if you are not a pastor, a deacon, or an elder,
如果你不是牧师、执事、长老。
Please do not do this.
请你不要这样做。
Please do not take this book.
不要拿起来这本书。
And take Pastor Zhao or one of the elders.
然后把这个周牧师或者一个长老，把什么长老的。
Or me, please.
或者是我。
And say, okay, let's see, do they do this? Check.
然后就说，哦，他们有做这个吗？打个勾。
This one, check.
有没有做那个打个勾？
There's a problem. I need to write them a letter.
哦，这有个问题，我应该给他们写封信。
We don't need that.
我们不需要这样。
Instead, read this letter.
所以呢，你要去读那封信。
Realize the responsibility that God has given your elders and deacons and the senior pastor.
就是意识到神给这个执事长老跟那个主任牧师的他们的责任。
And pray for them daily.
每天为他们祷告。
Let this letter show you the burden they carry.
让这封信让他们能看到说他们所应该他们所背负的责任。
And make that something you pray for them.Regular.
让这个成为你为他们祷告的一个就是为按着这个为他们祷告。
The next letter I want to look at is Titus.
下一封我们要看的是提多书。
I'm taking these out of order because I want to end with Paul's last letter.
因为我这样子没有按照顺序是因为我最后想看的是提摩太后书。是保罗最后一封书。
Titus was also a pastor.
提多也是一位牧师。
Titus was a pastor on the island of Crete.
提多是那个克里特岛的那个牧师。
And he had a very special problem.
他有一个很特别的问题。
The people in Crete were wicked.
这个提多就是克里特岛上的这些人都挺邪恶的。
In fact, and there, it may be impossible to translate this. I don't know how to translate.
我不知道这样可能不太容易翻译，我不知道怎么讲。
But the name of Crete,
这个克里特这个名字
became a verb,
就变成了一个动词。
To cretinize meant to lie or cheat.
然后他就说，让这个人像克里特人，就是说，让这个人是一个撒谎者，是个欺骗者。
You can imagine it like this.
你可以想象是这样的。
If people met you and they said, ah,You're from Wellington. You must be dishonest.
就像别人想说，哦，你是从惠灵顿来的，你肯定是一个不诚实的人。
That's how bad Crete's reputation was.
那你就知道克里特这个地方的这个名声有多坏。
And so Paul says to Titus.
所以保罗对提多说
，You must teach them how to behave.
你要教导他们如何来行事为人。
Titus chapter 2 is absolutely key to this.
所以提多书第二章是整个这个关键之处。
If you will go to slide 16.
如果我们看第16章幻灯片。
Paul says this.
保罗说。
I want you to think about what will unbelievers say when they see a Christian's life.
我想要你们想一想，就是一个不信主的人看到一个基督徒的生活，他们会怎么说
？Now many English churches have the saying "WWJD." What would Jesus do？
很多英文的这个教会都会说是他有个简，就个说称，那个说称的简称的那个缩写，就是耶稣基督会怎么做
？So I have said, "What would Joe say?"
然后但是我的是说乔会说什么
An unbeliever who sees you, what would they say?
当一个不信主的人看到你他们会怎么说
And Paul says there's two options.
保罗说那有两种选择
In verse 5,
第五节
he says, if we live the wrong way, we blaspheme or we revile the gospel.
就是说如果我们活的是一个错误的方式行事为人那就会让神的道被毁谤。
So he says, don't complain, don't be a grumbler.
所以他就说不要抱怨不要就是总是去就是老是去抱怨。
Don't gossip.
不要说闲话。
Don't be dishonest.
不要就是说不诚实。
All these things put a black mark on the name of Jesus.
所有这些都会给耶稣的名带来一个不好，但像一个黑色的一个脏东西在上面似的。
But then in verse 10, he turns that around and he says, if you live the way you should.
但是第十节他就把这个转过来说，如果你按照你应该的方式来生活的话，
you will adorn.The doctrine of God.
你是为神的这个神的道呢，就是增添了光彩。
To adorn means to make it look nice.
就是这个他这个 adorn 就是他说是尊荣，他的意思就是让一些东西很有光彩。
It's to decorate it.
就是去让它装饰它。
To make it attractive.
就是让它很吸引人。
Now, let me move this from theory to something very simple to apply.
就让我把这个东西从理论上看在实际生活上怎么样。
There is a McDonald's in Hobe Sound.
在我们这个地方呢有麦当劳。
And one day I talked to the manager.
有一天呢我就跟这个经理谈聊天。
I said, I have a question.
我有个问题想问你。
I said, I'm a pastor.
我是一位牧师。
And I would like to know, what do you think in McDonald's about Christians?
就是麦当劳他们是怎么来看待基督徒的呢?
And he said,
然后他说,
let me tell you.
让我告诉你。
He said, do you know, and he called the name of a Christian.
然后他说你认识谁谁谁吗?那是一个位基督徒。
I said, yes.
我说是啊。
He said, that is the worst customer we have.
他说那是我们所有的最糟糕的顾客。
When she comes in the door, our people argue about who has to serve her.
然后他每次到了门口的时候,我们这些我们的员工就会彼此辩论说谁去就是说去接待他。
Because every time she comes,
因为每次他来的时候
she complains,
他就抱怨
her coffee is not hot enough,
说他的咖啡不够热
or her coffee is too hot,
或者他的咖啡太烫了
her hamburger has too many pickles,
然后他的这个汉堡包上有太多的这个酸黄瓜了。
Or her hamburger does not have enough pickles.
或者他的汉堡包上的这个酸黄瓜又不够。
We are too slow.
或者我们太慢了。
Or we are making her feel rushed.
或者我们让他觉得他被赶了。
She is a terrible customer.
他是一个很糟糕、很可怕的一个顾客。
And we all know she is a Christian.
然后我们都知道她是基督徒。
That's verse 5.
那个是第五节。
She puts a black mark on the name of Jesus.
她在耶稣的名字上面画了一道黑线。
I looked at the manager and I said,
我看着这个经理我就说,
That makes me feel terrible.
那个让我感觉非常的糟糕难受。
And I guess he felt sorry for me.
然后我觉得他可能也为我难过。
Because he said, let me tell you about another customer.
然后他可能觉得难过，说我再给你讲另外一位顾客。
Do you know Mr. So-and-so?
你知道某某先生吗?
Yes.
我知道。
He said, he is the best customer we have.
他是我们所有的最好的顾客。
Every week he comes and he orders for everyone in his shop.
然后呢,他每次来订的时候,他为他所工作的那个店里边的所有的人都订东西。
And so his order is very big.
所以他就有个很大的订单。
And sometimes we make a mistake.
有的时候我们会犯错。
But he never yells.
但他从来不会喊。
He is always courteous.
他总是很有礼貌。
He will say, there is a mistake. Can you fix this?
他就会说,哦,这边有个错误,你可以更正一下吗?
But he never makes us feel bad.
他从来不会让我们感觉很糟糕。
And everyone who works here loves him.
每个在这边工作的员工都很喜欢他。
And we all know.
我们也都知道。
He is a Christian.
他是基督徒。
That is verse 10.
那个是第十节。
Paul says,
保罗说,
Christians,
基督徒,
at your work,
在你的工作的岗位中,
at your family,
在你的家庭中,
at Thanksgiving dinner this week,
在这个星期的那个感恩节晚餐中,
wherever you go,
不管你去哪里,
You are representing Jesus.
你在代表耶稣。
Don't put a black mark on his name.
不要在他的名字上带来这个黑印，带来一道黑印。
Make the doctrine of God attractive.
让神的这个道更吸引人。
All right, very quickly, Paul's very last letter.
保罗的最后一封书信。
It is another letter to Timothy.
这是对给提摩太的另一本书。
But this is his farewell.
这是他的绝唱。
He is again in prison.
保罗这次又在监牢里。
But this is not like Philippians.
但是这跟腓立比书是不一样的。
In Philippians, he was under house arrest.
在腓立比写书信的时候呢，他是在这个他是在软禁。
This time he is actually in prison.
他这次是真的在监牢里。
It is an underground dungeon.
这是一个地牢。
In fact, I took a picture in that dungeon about 3 years ago when I visited Rome.
大概三年以前我去罗马旅行的时候呢，我给他那个地牢照了一张照片。
And I meant to send it to you, Sister Lay, to put on the PowerPoint, and then I forgot.
Maybe next week you can show us.
Okay.
那个他本来他想给我那张照片，但是他忘掉了，放在这里。
It is dark. It is cold. It is wet.
又黑又湿又冷。
He is lowered into it through a hole in the top.
他是从那个地面上的有一个洞，然后把他给降下去，放到那个地牢里。
They put ropes under his arms and lowered him down.
他们把那个绳子放在他的胳膊底下，然后把他放下去。
Every day they would have taken the little cover off and lowered some food.
然后每天他们就是把那个地牢上边那个遮盖拿开，然后给他放下一些食物。
Other than that, he is alone.
然后除了那个之外，他就是一个人。
And when they finally take him out, they will execute him.
但最后把他给带出来的时候，他们就是处决他了，处死他。
But Paul is not discouraged.
但是保罗却没有灰心。
This is his farewell.
这等于说是他的绝笔书。
And this is how I often pray I can come to the end of my life.
然后这也是我希望我在我人生命的最后的时期，我要祷告的，我可以祷告的。
Because he says...I am ready to be offered.
他说我已经准备好被交奠。
I have finished the race.
我已经完成了这个当跑的路。
I have kept the faith.
我已经所信的道我已经守住了。
And now I will go to receive the award.
从今以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And here is what I want you to see this morning.
我想让你看到的是
Not to me only.
不单单是为我
but to everyone who waits for his appearing.
也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
That means all of us,
我们所有人
can have the reward just like Paul.
就可以有像保罗那样子的那个奖赏。
Second Timothy is a letter to say to us,
提摩太后书是一封对我们说
Be faithful.
要忠心。
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
There is a reward at the end of your race.
在你的赛程的最后有奖赏。
Here's what I want you to see from these letters.
所以我想从这些书信里所看到的是。
They are letters for 2020.
这个也是给2020年所写的书信。
Letters to say.
这个书信是说。
Don't become disheartened.
不要灰心。
Don't become careless.
不要就是很不在意。
You see, there are two dangers for Christians in our world.
在今天的世界，基督徒面临两种危险。
One is to become discouraged and to feel like there's no hope.
一种是灰心，觉得说没有盼望。
The other...is to become so comfortable in our world that we fit in.
另外一种呢，就是说我们在这个世界里边，我们很舒服，很舒适，我们就跟这个世界就是没有什么不同，合得很好。
To give up.
就是放弃了。
What we believe.
放弃了我们所相信的。
And I see Christians on both sides.
我看到基督徒在两边都有。
I see Christians who have given up their beliefs and now...They have nothing that identifies them as Christian.
Can you repeat that?
I see.
They gave up their hope.
Yeah, have given up their beliefs, and now they fit into the world.
一种就是说他们已经放弃了他们的信仰，就跟这个世界完全就和就是跟这个世界同流合污了，就是说跟这个世界一样了。
I see other Christians who spend all of their energy fighting against this and this and this and this.
另外一种基督徒就是在那里就是在征战，在那里抗争，为一切的这些抗争。
And they have no joy and no confidence and no hope.
他们没有喜乐，没有信心，也没有盼望。
In between those,
但是在这个之间,
Paul says,
保罗说,
live with confidence.
就是活在这种确信当中。
Be strong, don't give up your beliefs.
就是要坚固,不要放弃,不要放弃你的信仰。
But do it joyfully.
但是呢,带着喜乐来做。
Christians should be the happiest people in the world.
基督徒应该是世界上最喜乐的人。
Because if we win, we win.
如果我们赢，我们就赢了。
If we lose, we win.
我们就算没有赢，我们也赢了。我们就算输了，我们也是赢的。
Because God's still in charge.
因为神还在掌管。
So even if it looked like we lose,
就算说看起来好像我们输掉了，
we win.
我们仍然赢了。
Paul cannot lose.
保罗是不可能，我们是不可能输的。
If they let him live, he gets to keep preaching.
如果他们继续让保罗活着，保罗就继续的传道。
If Nero cuts his head off, he gets to go to heaven.
如果尼鲁就是斩了，对他，砍了他的头，他就去天堂了。
Paul says, I can't lose.
保罗说，我是不可能输掉的。
I win either way.
我不管怎么样，我都是赢的。
That's the attitude Christians are supposed to have.
那就是基督徒所应该有的态度。
And when we have that attitude,
当我们有那样子的态度的时候,
Titus says it makes the gospel attractive.
这个提多书告诉我们，那就让神的道更吸引人，这给神的道增添光彩。
People say, I want whatever they have.
人们就会说，我想要有他们所有的。
That's the way we should live.
那应该就是我们所生活的。
I once read about a restaurant owner.
我有时候就是碰到一个拥有餐馆的一个人，餐馆老板。
Back in the days before the internet, when you know the front of the restaurant was always open, right on the street.
那个时候呢，就是在还没有这个网络之前，那个时候呢，那个店面的前面都是就是挨着这个街面。
And he said he always put on the front of the restaurant.
他总是在那个店的前面放上。
Someone who was happy to eat.
他说这个是在这里吃的人都很高兴。
He said, I wanted people to walk by and look in the window and say, wow, I want to eat what they're eating.
然后我就想说在吃的那些人都在笑容满面，那走过的那个路上的人就会说我想去吃他们所吃的，看他们都好高兴。
Look how happy it makes them.
你看他们让他们在那儿吃东西好高兴。
I think Paul says to us,
我觉得保罗对我们说,
I want people to see you as Christians and say, wow, I want to go to church where they go.
然后我想人们看到他们就说, 哦, 我看到他们我也想去他们所去的教会。
I want to know the Jesus they know.
我想要认识他们所认识的耶稣。
Because it makes them happy.
因为这个让他们很高兴, 很幸福。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, help us to live in a way that draws our world to you.
亲爱的主，求你帮助我们的生活会让这个世界更被你所吸引。
Help us to live joyful lives.
帮助我们活出一个喜乐的生活。
That people will say, I want to worship the God they worship.
人们就会说，我们想要去敬拜他们所敬拜的神。
Help us to be people of confidence and joy.
帮助我们成为有确信喜乐的人。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, thank you very much and have a wonderful week.
谢谢大家，有一个很好的这个。